KFFB is 106.1 FM. Thanks so much for joining us for our special edition of our open mic program here on KFFB 106.1 FM. We have Senator Blanche Lincoln with us, and thanks so much for taking time and talking with us.
Thank you, Bob. I'm glad to be with you and all your listeners.
Well, I know it's a recess going on right now, but it's sure not a recess I remember in school for you, because I know you're going from town to town and talking about a lot of big issues. But the big issue we're going to talk about today is health care reform.
Sure.
Saying that, I know people's hair on the back of their neck stands up because it is just so, it's like a lightning rod.
Yeah. Well, it is a tough issue. It's complicated, and it's very important to people across the country, and particularly here in Arkansas. And it's been a good recess. I'm glad to be home in Arkansas for the month of August and to be visiting with Arkansans about what their concerns are and what their ideas are of, you know, how can we improve our healthcare system. You know, we've got the best doctors and nurses and hospitals and technologies in the world. And we want to keep that. We want to make sure that we provide an environment where we can maintain that. But the problem we have is that we have a delivery system that is incredibly inefficient. And so that's where we really kind of need to clean up our act, is to make sure that our delivery system is more efficient. We're now spending one out of every $6 that's spent in this country is spent on the health care. And, you know, I look around at different situations where I know that that efficiency could be better. Things like making sure that people could get health insurance even with a pre-existing condition. You know, that there's no reason why people should not be insured. Everybody's got some kind of a pre-existing condition, and we need to make sure that, you know, we can get people insured even with a pre-existing condition, and, you know, even if, you know, there's so many different ratings that insurers use, like your demographics or your gender or a host of things. We've got to change some of those rules and make sure we can get more people insured. And so, again, creating greater efficiencies in our system, making sure that we're not reimbursing for volume or reimbursing for or waiting till people are the sickest to get their health care. We want to encourage and incentivize people to access health care for wellness and prevention and to make sure that, you know, that they're accessing their health care there in an efficient way. In making sure that whether it's their immunizations that they're getting, whether it's their diagnostic testing, you know, 80% of our Medicare dollars particularly are spent on 20% of our Medicare population. And if we could help prevent some of those, you know, long-term chronic diseases or at least manage them better, we could really get a bigger bang for our dollar, which is what we want to do. You're exactly right. People are anxious about that, and they should be. We want to get this right. We want to make sure that we're paying attention to things.
One thing you look at, the poll that found that 52% of American voters disapprove the way the president is handling the health care issue, and that is well below, or it's actually not well, but below the Clinton's health care reform numbers, which Arkansas knows too well. But don't you think part of the anxiety that's coming is just some of the things that's going on, like Robert Gibbs, in one of our emails, they wanted you to comment on, and he was quoted as saying, I hope people will take a jaundiced eye to what is clearly an astroturf nature of grassroots lobbying. This is manufactured anger. And that's kind of stepping out there because, you know, saying it's manufactured anger, I think we've been talking about this when we're in a state that has an older population for many, many years. And I think frustration is not manufactured. I mean, this is not something I think is we're hiring picketers here in Arkansas to talk about it, and even the coffee shops we see.
Yeah. Well, first of all, it's kind of ironical because the president does not have a health care plan. Unlike the Clintons, in the Clinton administration, the Clintons had a plan, and they sent it to Congress. The president just basically said he had some principles, and he wanted Congress to write the plan, and that's why we've been taking our time to try to come up with a plan that makes sense. It's going to be deficit neutral, and it's not going to be, you know, adding to the debt, which is outrageous. To health care. As far as Mr. Gibbs' comments, manufactured anger, people are anxious. They're anxious about a lot of things. It's not manufactured at all. People are worried about their jobs and whether they're going to have their jobs. People are worried if they've lost their jobs. People are worried about what their health care is doing to them now. the arguments they've had with their insurers about coverage, or whether or not they're going to be able to maintain their health insurance if they change jobs. I mean, these are all things that we need to address in this health care reform package, and that's what's causing this anxiety and the anxiousness that exists out there. And, you know, I'm pleased that people are interested in engaging in these conversations and bringing their concerns and their, their ideas to the table.
Don't you think some of the manufactured anger, though, part of that is when you say something like that's manufactured, that makes people angry, saying that you're thinking I'm making it up or I'm on a payroll. But also, like the White House under fire for a blog post asking supporters for fishy information received through rumors, chain emails, and casual conversation in the White House email address. That really scares, especially the older population, the veterans here. That almost sounds like something from World War II Germany. It's just odd, isn't it? I mean, doesn't that kind of fuel the fire?
There's a lot of misinformation out there. You know, there's a whole lot of misinformation out there. And I think all they're asking is that, know where you're getting your information, and if it's a credible source, or, you know, if you don't know who the source is, then maybe perhaps check that source.
On the individual basis, but, I mean, there's no way they could check the email for every town hall meeting that's going in, or coffee shop, or even hospitals even have with their own staff have meetings talking about how this is affecting them. So, I mean, doesn't that fuel the fire, though? Doesn't that make it almost where you're like, oh, it's almost, they're making it an issue when it's really not?
Well, I mean, some of the things that have been, I'm amazed at Sarah Palin telling people that, you know, at 75, they're no longer going to be able to get health care, and that there's going to be less to pass away or something. I mean, that's not what's happening here. I mean, the only thing that was a part of some of what the healthcare proposals were talking about, and I know from my own experience, and I know many Arkansans, when they have loved ones that are reaching their end of life, we had a long journey with my dad with Alzheimer's, and we were fortunate enough to call in hospice at the end, and they gave great counsel. But making hospice available to people so that they can make an informed decision, about their loved ones, to talk about having a medical professional come in and talk to you and say, you know, these are your medical options, for your loved one. And, you know, you can't make a wrong decision. You can't make a wrong decision if it's based out of love. But to be able to have that counsel, and to make sure that it's going to be paid for, and that, you know, that you can, it's not mandatory, it's all voluntary, it's just if you want it.
So that's another issue that's come up, and that's, you're kind of going into that issue, and I was talking about the kind of almost euthanasia at consultation is what they're feeling like. You have a choice of death is kind of what the other side is bringing up. They're really scared about. Is that what you're talking about? That's the clock.
I mean, hospice is a really known entity out there.
Oh, absolutely. And my dad currently is in hospice, dying of lung cancer. So I know that too well. And I guess in the community that I live, many hospice is used much.
It's great to have that option. If you want that option and you want that counsel from a medical professional to tell you, these are all the different options that you have, and you should make a choice based on love, not on anything else. Certainly what you think that your loved one would want. I think that to couch that or to leave the impression that's euthanasia is a really large stretch. I mean,
what's another issue you find going on this recess? What do you think is probably the number one question that it's not even a true statement, or it's something of concern that people are very upset about on the health care reform?
People are thinking that they're going to lose their health insurance, or they think it's going to be government run. The whole point of what we're trying to do is for government to create an environment where private industry can work. And that's why you're finding that there's a lot of private industry that are working with us, because they understand that what we're trying to do is not to put government-run healthcare in place. Nobody wants a single-payer system. Nobody's looking for socialist medicine. That's so far from what we're doing. It's, I mean, we're on the opposite end of that spectrum. We're trying to create an environment with government. I mean, right now, government, Medicare is a government program. You know, it contracts out the private industry. Medicaid, you know, the VA is a wonderful government-run program. I was at the VA earlier this week, and they're doing some great stuff on some new innovative things that can allow veterans to not have to drive long distances, but can have medical buddies in their home where they can monitor their any of their chronic diseases or illnesses they may have, like high blood pressure or diabetes or other things that can be monitored now with the technologies that exist, and it gives us a great ability to monitor them in their home, and they don't have to come into the hospital. So it's eliminating the inefficiencies and working with the private industry that provides health care and health insurance to get it right and to do it more efficiently.
KFFB 106.1 FM, we've been talking with U.S. Senator Blanche Lincoln and talking about health care. Join us tomorrow as we'll be talking about the economy. Thanks so much for joining us.
You bet. Well, the economy is a big one, and we'll look forward to hearing from you again. Thanks, Bob.